Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and some bullet points. In this episode, the bullet points we're going to be discussing are all about loneliness and being alone. And it felt like a topic worth exploring in one of these midweek episodes because many of you, my most excellent listeners, have been in touch to say that this year, it's been a bit of a challenge. What with the restrictions, working from home, and the various stages of lockdown and various tiers, etc., that we've all experienced because of the COVID-19 pandemic, that it's been a real struggle, and this new normal has been a challenge. For many of us, our interactions with other people, our family, our friends, our colleagues have been cut off, and it's been a completely new experience for many of us. And while we've been able to transfer our social and work lives online and onto video calls, those times when we are by ourselves, especially if you live alone, might feel sharper, harsher, colder, and more uncomfortable than they have previously. I know that not everyone listening to this will be in that position, but everyone listening will probably know someone who is living by themselves. So I still thought this episode was worth creating, just in case anyone listening who may be surrounded by family might want to reach out to somebody they know is by themselves. One of the reasons why this might be a subject that I'm contacted about a lot is because I've spoken in the past about living alone. It's my preference, to be honest, but that's not to say it doesn't take some getting used to. And the first point I wanted to make is that being alone isn't the same as being lonely. Being alone is simply that, being by yourself and not physically with other people. And maybe that doesn't present any issue for you. You're not antisocial, you have a lot of friends that you're still in contact with, but you're really quite content being by yourself. Whereas being lonely, you can be surrounded by people but not really connecting with anyone, and it's that disconnection that can make you feel lonely. But equally, being alone, if you are alone and maybe it's not by your own design, that can make you sad and you might long to be around other people. You can be alone and feel lonely, but you can also be alone and not feel lonely and be surrounded by people and feel lonely. It's all similar but different. And granted, there's quite a lot of overlap. But if you're struggling with being alone or you're finding loneliness a challenge, then here are some tactics that may help in the short term. The first one I would say is don't fall into the comparison trap. And it's so easily done, so easily done. And it's easiest to fall headfirst into the comparison trap if you're on social media. And all you need to do is see someone else living what looks like their best life for you to immediately compare your own circumstances and come to the conclusion that they are better off than you. And the reality is, and the really annoying thing about this trap, is that it rewrites your reality and these assumptions become fact in your mind. Especially if you are by yourself, you see someone else having a brilliant old time, you can think, well, that's definite, and my situation's bad, and that's definite too, and that's not the case. For me, the way to navigate one's way out of this isn't to think, but it's probably not all roses for them. Their sock might be falling down in their boot or something like that. Because maybe it is, and maybe they've earned it, and maybe they've worked hard for their life to look the way that it does. So I think the best way to counter this feeling is to appreciate something about your life. Take the focus off them and put it onto you. And you don't need to share it on social media or tell anyone else for it to stick. There's obviously a big dollop of gratitude that goes into this one. And that's why it could be something really simple like, I make a cracking cup of tea, or I'm going to watch Captain America: The Winter Soldier without any interruption tonight. And that's what I call living. If it makes you happy, then it's worth acknowledging. And if it feels right, celebrate it. The second step is linked to the first in many ways, and that's to take a step back from social media. Now, if your phone is basically an extension of your physical body, meaning if it's always within reach, then any kind of break from your device, like take the weekend off or take a social media break or take a technological break or whatever they call it, that's going to be such a big ask. So instead, I say use that mute button. And can I let you in on a little secret? Not long after the first lockdown here in the UK, I muted a lot of the accounts I follow. Not because I dislike anybody or wish anyone ill, but because what I mean is it wasn't a passive aggressive move. It was because I wanted my phone to be a thing that made me really happy, so that every time I picked it up, I knew I was going to see something that would delight me. Engaging in other people's lives from a distance just made me feel a bit So I decided to put myself first and create a situation where I was protected from that feeling, because it was at times a little bit like, oh, that's good for you. Oh, yeah. Okay. And it was just a bit triggering to use that word. It's that idea of what the eyes don't see, the heart can't grieve over. Anyone who's secretly spied on an ex on social media will know that it only causes pain. And the cause of the pain is you looking. So if you're triggered by a feed that seems to be full of people living better lives than you, which you don't know to be fact, then just mute it. Simple as that. They don't ever need to know, and you'll be happier. The third thing I would suggest, and this is a really big one actually, is allow yourself to get bored. Sounds weird, doesn't it? Considering we live in a world now where it's possible to be stimulated at all times by media in whatever form you choose. And I don't know how many of you know people who've got virtual reality headsets either that have recently arrived or that are arriving. But I have so many friends who are waiting for that delivery for their virtual reality headset. And I must admit, I'm a bit frightened about that. But anyway, that's another topic of conversation. But I happen to think that allowing yourself to get bored is where some real magic can happen. Unplug from TV, from your phone, from music, from podcasts, dare I say, and just do something for 5 minutes in complete silence. Take a minute to organize an untidy drawer, stare out of the window, try knitting or doing a jigsaw, maybe, I don't know, tidy a cupboard. Allow your mind to not think about anything in particular and just do something, maybe even something repetitive. If you're always used to having thinking in high gear in terms of your mind, and you're always thinking, having ideas, or just imagining things, if your brain's always ticking over and it's ticking over quite quickly, then I encourage you to just shh, just tell your mind you need a minute. You might find that you actually enjoy the peace and quiet, and then that's something you can lean into and might make you really love your alone time. The fourth thing I would say is do something physical. And look, there is a ton of studies, you know, scientific proven fact, to show just how impactful exercise can be on mood, overall health, mental and physical wellness. If you follow me on Instagram, then you'll know I love to start my day with a workout. I'm currently using the Jillian Michaels app, and I am 26 days into a 30-day program. Boop, boop. Very excited. I am on the home stretch. But it sets me up for a productive day, no doubt about it. It shakes off the cobwebs of sleep. It makes me feel alert. And I definitely have a more productive work day if I get my heart rate up for about half an hour in the morning. Just feels really, really good. However, if you're now at home a lot more than you used to be and you're missing the commute, your lunch break, etc., then breaking up the day with various activities can be really helpful. And that doesn't mean you suddenly have to become super active and super strong or anything. It's just an energetic workout first thing can be great for starting off your day, and it can maybe replace your commute. And I can't recommend enough a wind down or a stretchy yoga to draw a line between the working day and the evening. So you've got your nice energetic, set you up for the day, like prime you for a really productive day workout in the morning. And then when you're ready to clock off, don't just go straight from office to kitchen or desk to kitchen or desk to TV. Just have maybe a 30-minute stretchy yoga situation that just calms you down. It really does get you into a zone that's far more chilled out, and your evening is far more relaxing, and I bet you will sleep better too. Likewise, if you're used to popping out to get some lunch when you work in the office, go for a walk during or over lunch so you don't feel as though you're sitting at your desk for long stretches. That can be a lot. Like if you're used to getting up maybe to going with a colleague to go and grab a coffee or something, if you're suddenly working from home and you're like, I sat down at 9 o'clock and I haven't actually got up and it's 5 p.m. that's a lot. So just try and break it up. You're entitled to go for a walk around the block at lunchtime. And the good thing about all of this is you don't need any kit to incorporate activity into your day. And my personal experience is that challenging myself, setting fitness goals, all of that, and actually taking the time to do that stretchy, unwindy yoga connects me to myself, and it just gives me a sense of, oh, I did this, I'm in control. I made a decision to have an energetic workout and that made me have a good day. I made the decision to do a wind down yoga and that's made my evening far more relaxed. It feels quite grounding and centering, so I really can't recommend it enough. And five, you could incorporate it into what I've just said previously about that lunchtime walk, but get outside, be in nature. And that doesn't mean being up to your gusset in mud. It just means finding somewhere relatively green and walking about for a bit. Let's not overcomplicate it. It irks me somewhat that it's had the rebrand of forest bathing. I mean, for goodness sake, it's going for a walk outside. But to diminish the impact of being in and around nature is a mistake. There are studies that show that 30 minutes in nature, breathing in fresh air, listening to the birds, appreciating the sights and sounds of being outside, can reduce depression and can lower blood pressure.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, get outside, even if it's just for 20 minutes. What is it that the study says 30 minutes a week in nature? A few minutes a day, that's all you need. 5-10 minutes. Start small, get bigger. The sixth thing I would really encourage is to lean into all the amazing things there are about being by yourself. All the things you may think about might be bad about your situation might actually be the things that are greatest about it. I remember moaning about 10 years ago now. I remember one Christmas, and I hadn't done a lot of the stuff that I've done now. This is obviously 10 years ago, but I remember thinking, I'm not on the property ladder. I don't have a boyfriend. I've just gone freelance, so I don't have any job security. Oh my God, I'm basically a wreck. Look at how terrible my life is. And I remember a friend saying to me, well, I've got all of those things. I've got job security because I have this job and I'm married and I've got a house and I'm on the property ladder. But I look at your situation and I just feel really jealous that you could literally go off at any minute, move to the other side of the world and start a completely new life. And that was a really nice reframe of actually the things that you see are bad about your situation, someone else thinks is just complete freedom and just would love to have that opportunity, but doesn't because they're anchored, if you like, by the things that you wish you had. So you get to choose. These are good things, not bad things. Maybe list all the things that you think maybe suck about your situation and then try and think of a way of reframing them. I was choosing to see the negative in my situation, not the positive. And that's the same with living by yourself. If you suddenly found that you have a lot more time on your hands, use it. Don't think of it as a waste of space. Think of it as a really positive space that's opened up. And my final point on this, and this is a little bit difficult to explain, but I'm going to try and do my best. Quite a few people who follow me on social media have said recently that, oh, you look like you're thriving in lockdown. And it's a comment that makes me feel really awkward. Again, I'm only showing the good stuff. So I show my workouts in the morning, just like me going, hey, I'm about to do it. Hey, I did it. You know, actually see the workout, don't worry. My 3 out 3 in videos, my podcasts and my podcast guests. But I'm not showing the stuff where I do feel a bit blue or a bit crappy, or I wish that I could go and see my family, you know. That's the reality of it. Why share that? I follow friends like Jules von Hepp, who makes a real effort to be positive for the benefit of the people who follow him. And I like to do the same because I do believe that if you put out positivity, you do get it back. And also, if you're a long time listener, you'll know that I've struggled with depression and anxiety in the past. And so having those strategies in place that keep me buoyant and prevent me from ever going back to that dark place mean that I guess I already had some of these, for want of a better expression, survival techniques in my wheelhouse when the lockdowns and all of the restrictions came into place early this year. And I've joked recently that I don't think I would have navigated lockdown as well if I hadn't had those struggles. I spent a lot of time, many years, focusing only on the negative. But in overcoming those issues, one of the things that really changed is that I try to focus on and embrace the positive. And that really has made a difference to my life. Someone said the other day, God, life is negative. Not life is negative. There's negative and there's positive, and you get to choose which one you embrace. And I really do feel like that's true. So if you're listening to this and you're finding adjusting to the new normal challenging, whether that's because you're alone or you're feeling lonely, I hope these strategies help. And I encourage anyone to try and reframe what might feel negative and think about how someone else might see them as a positive, and then just tell yourself that it's a positive thing. You and your time are important and are worth something, whether you're by yourself or surrounded by people. So just know that. And perhaps we can take this discussion into the Facebook group and support any of our most excellent friends listening to this who may be struggling. The Facebook group really is a safe place where you can ask any questions or share what you're feeling. And I know people have previously, over the last few months, mentioned about the challenges they've experienced living by themselves or struggling with the restrictions of lockdown. So why not, if you are feeling a little bit challenged, go into the Facebook group and ask for some support, for some support, because I bet you there'll be tons there. And if you want to find that Facebook group, just go to the show notes and the link to join is in there. You have to answer a few questions and agree to the forum rules. But after that, you will be welcomed in with open arms, and we cannot wait to see you there. And we cannot wait to support you if that is indeed something that you need. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. It's always my absolute honor to hear from you. I love it. It's my favorite part of this job. So please don't be shy. Get in touch. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.